Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Brandeis University has named a new president familiar to Boston. Frederick Lawrence was on the faculty of the Boston University Law School for 17 years. He's currently dean of the George Washington University Law School. He takes his new job next January, coming in the door after the outgoing Brandeis president, Yehuda Reinhartz, got into hot water over proposing to close the Rose Art Museum on campus and sell its art to raise money. Joining us this morning is the newly named Brandeis president, Fred Lawrence. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's not an easy time to step into this role, some would say. A lot of alumni and Brandeis donors still upset about the handling of the Rose Art Museum issue. In 2009, the outgoing president, Yehuda Reinhartz, said he'd close the museum and sell the art. What are your plans for the museum?
Well, Bob, there are a lot of great positives of taking over at Brandeis right now, and I'm very much looking forward to all the challenges. I think the Rose there is going to be looked at very closely. There are a lot of issues that are going to be involved here, but I am very comfortable and very optimistic that we're going to find a positive outcome here that's going to make everybody comfortable as we go forward. And frankly, having a new person come in to play some role in helping in that may be very useful at this time.
So does art fit into Brandeis's mission? Does the Rose Art Museum fit into Brandeis?
Absolutely. One of the great advantages of the message that Brandeis has and the mission Brandeis has is what I call the research college. It's a liberal arts college that has a major research component built around it, which is very unusual in higher education today. Typically, you have either a small liberal arts college, which is really limited in its research abilities, or the great research universities, which frankly are very limited in what they can offer undergraduates with a focus on undergraduate education. So when you have a research college, you need strength in the sciences, the social sciences, but in the humanities and the arts. And I think the studio arts and the study in the history of art plays a very important role in that.
What most needs doing from your point of view at Brandeis University when you step in?
Well, I think among the very first priorities is to continue to build in fundraising and development, and particularly issues of financial aid for students and affordability. And that's not just a Brandeis story. At higher education across America, affordability for students is a critical issue, and I think our alumni and our supporters understand that.
Does part of your mission need to be to restore Brandeis's reputation, tarnished a bit because of the Rose Art controversy?
Well, I don't want to overstate the impact of the image of the Rose, because I think there's been some of that. I think a lot of that is about communication. I'm not naive. I don't think that communication solves every problem, but I think communication solves many problems. And one of the things I really hope to take advantage of being a new president come January when I take office is the opportunity to meet with people all over the country, literally all over the world, and to really extend those lines of communication. My sense in the process of becoming president and just in the last 24 hours since I've been named is really an outpouring of support from all the constituencies, from students, from faculty, from staff, from alumni, and from non-alumni supporters of the university. I really feel a great wave of support right now.
True to its namesake, Brandeis University has always been dedicated to free speech. What will Brandeis be like under Fred Lawrence?
Well, my own background as a scholar is a strong interest in and advocate of free speech. In fact, I've had occasion, having no idea it would come to this, to write about Justice Brandeis's jurisprudence of free speech. I think the hallmark of any institution, and particularly ours, is a forum for serious, civilized, and informed debate of all issues. You know, John Adams said we're all entitled to our opinions, we're not all entitled to our facts. So in a university community, it's important for people to be able to support their opinions, to be able to support their positions, and to advocate them in a decent and civilized way. Within the bounds of that kind of reasoned discussion within an academy, I would expect a very robust marketplace of ideas, to use the expression that Justice Brandeis would have used himself.
So tell us, Fred Lawrence, what drew you to Brandeis University?
Well, I think the model of the research college is extremely compelling to me. I'm a product of liberal arts education myself, and for the last 5 years, as the dean of the George Washington University Law School, I like to think that I've been dean of a small college of applied liberal arts. It really was a opportunity to run a top-notch law school that focuses not on educating students for the day they graduate, but educating them for 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. That's what Brandeis is going to be about as well. In addition, the social justice mission of Brandeis to me has never been more critical and speaks very deeply to my own work in the hate crimes area and the civil rights enforcement area, which has been the focus of my scholarship for over two decades.
Fred Lawrence has just been named the new president of Brandeis University. He starts in January. Welcome back to Boston.
Thank you. It's good to be home.